What's it going to be, Angelina?
It was Grogan. The filthiest, dirtiest, dumbest excuse for a man west of the Missouri River.
You can die two ways, Angel. Quick like the tongue of a snake, or slower than the molasses in January.
But it was October.
I'll kill you, goddammit, if it was the 4th of July. Where is it? Get over there.
I told him to get out. Now that he had what he came for.
Not quite, Angel. Take him off.
Do it. Come on.
That was the end of Grogan, the man who killed my father, raped and murdered my sister, burned my ranch, shot my dog, and stole my Bible. But if there was one law of the West, bastards had brothers who seemed to ride forever. But suddenly there he was, my beloved Jesse. He was the one man I trusted, the only man. My heart leapt as I watched him ride near. I could barely wait to feel the warmth of his touch. At the moment his lips met mine, I knew that we would never again be apart. I knew then that we would spend the rest of our lives together. Forever.
Oh, God, that's good.
Finished, sweetheart. You want to celebrate? So do I.
Today's Bumblebee, kiddo. Just so you know, I spare no expense when I celebrate. He's looking at you, Jesse. Whoever you are. I finished.
I never get in an elevator alone. You know, rapist. Why are you running off, Q?
Oh, I've got to get to my publishers.
By the way, Pumpkin, the mailman couldn't fit this into your box, so I told him I'd give it to you. That's some love letter.
Mrs. Irwin, you're a tease.
I know, but I keep hoping for you, Pumpkin.
Hey, ladies, how about a monkey for your little nephew? Come on, no, I'll give you for $10. Really great deal. Come on, lady.
No, I don't.
Really nice. Come on. Your boyfriend will love it. It's kind of kinky, you know what I mean? Come on.
$9.
$8
Spotify. Thanks,
but
I
really don't need a monkey.
Oh, but lady, it's kind of cute to look at. Hey, that's Miss Wilder's apartment. Can I help you?
Excuse me.
Get away from that door. What's this?
Wimp. Loser. Major loser. Too angry. Too vague. Too desperate. God, too happy. Oh, look at this guy, Mr. Mondo Disney. I actually used to date him. Total sleazebuck. Wait a minute. Hold everything. Get a load of this character. Now, what about him?
No, he's just not.
Who? Jesse?
Maybe it's silly, but I know that there is somebody out there for me.
Oh, yeah? Where?
Certainly not here. Gloria, why do we always have to have the same conversation?
Because I like you, Joan, and I hate to see you all alone waiting for somebody who's not going to show up.
Okay, Gloria. Here it is. Oh, read it and weep. I always do. I'll call you, okay?
Oh, come on, don't leave. Have another grasshopper.
I can't.
Come on, stay. I'm your publisher. I'm ordering you to. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even dragged you to this place. I just want you to get out. Look, I know how hard you've been working. I know you're upset about your sister. Come on. How is she? Have you heard from her?
Elaine? I spoke to her last week. She's still in Columbia.
Have they found her husband's body yet?
Just the one piece. You know what's really creepy? I got this package from Eduardo from Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Must have been mailed just before he...
Oh, God. Can you imagine how awful? Having your husband murdered? Well, how is she holding up?
Oh, she'll be fine. Elaine always manages.
Broad. They're taking her out to the boat.
Look at these snappers, will ya?
We should have just rifled her room.
Ralph, how many times do I have to tell you it's not in the country?
Well, this kidnapping stuff makes me real nervous. It's a piss poor idea. It's nothing but trouble. Look, we've stolen enough of these antique trinkets to keep us living comfortably for the rest of our lives. Let's kiss off this third world toilet.
One last big one. Trust me, Ralph. Trust me.
Oh! Did you see that, Ralph? That ugly striped son of a bitch down there. Somebody's gonna get killed, and you're farting around with prehistoric animals. Come on, Ira. Let's forget this one. I got a real bad feeling about it. Real bad.
Will you stop worrying? Have I ever hurt you? I will never hurt you. I can't hurt you. We got the same blood. We're not two people. We are one person. Would I hurt me? Look at those snappers, Ralph.
Thank you. Hello, Joan. Joan.
Can you hear me?
Elaine, I can't talk right now.
Listen to me. Listen very carefully. I'm in trouble.
Elaine, please.
Joanie, I am in real trouble.
What's the matter?
Has any mail been forwarded to you with Eduardo's handwriting on it? Any big envelope?
Yes.
Oh, honey. See if there's some kind of treasure map inside.
It says, El Corazon.
I need you to bring that map to me in Colombia.
Colombia? My God, what kind of trouble are you in?
Joanie, please. Get to the Hotel Cartagena in Cartagena. When you arrive, call this number. 645824. Are you writing this down?
Oh, yes.
And remember, you mustn't tell anybody.
Elaine, I can't go to Colombia.
Joanie, they'll cut me. They'll burn me.
Colombia? Do you have any idea what it's like in Colombia? I do. Your books do very well in these macho countries. They have jungles there, Joanie. Insects the size of sanitation trucks. Revolutionaries. Have you had your shot?
Shot? What shot?
You see, you're completely unprepared. Wait a minute. Just hold on. Will you tell me what's going on? Why are you doing this?
Elaine is in some trouble. She has a little domestic problem.
Domestic problem? Elaine's last domestic problem was finding her husband cut into small pieces. Now, I'm not going to let you do this. You cannot go.
Here's Romeo. Now, I want you to promise me to feed him and hold him at least once a day.
You're going to need something stronger than that.
Listen to me. You get bus sick, seasick, plane sick, train sick. You practically puke riding on the escalator at Bloomingdale's, for God's sake.
Well, a lot of people get sick in department stores. Joanie, please, don't go. You're not up to this, Joan, and you know it.
I know.
But she's my sister. I'll feed him, but I'm not picking him up.
Excuse me. I'm very sorry. I'm really sorry.
Don't be that.
I'm sorry to bother you. Can you tell me what time we get to Cartagena?
Yes.
Is this the bus to Cartagena?
Yes.
I need to get to Cartagena.
What are we going to do now?
Where's my suitcase?
You don't have to walk. Another bus will come along. They know nothing. They are peasants.
Another bus? Really?
Of course. There are schedules to be maintained. Even in Colombia.
Coche en nombre de la ley. Dese usted la vuelta. Vamos.
Oh, no. Talk about brakes.
Don't I know you?
No comprendo.
You are American.
Oh, dear, Americanos, spit on them, I hate Americanos and scum, oh, scum.
Et vous, Français?
Tell me how to get to a telephone.
No, lady, I don't have any idea. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's very important that I get one.
Well, we've all got our problems today, don't we?
Can you tell me where the nearest town is?
How about Miami?
Will there be another bus?
This is it. We got rush hour.
I have to get to Cartagena.
Cartagena? Angel, you are hell and gone from Cartagena. Cartagena's over there on the coast.
Oh, but they told me this bus.
Who told you that?
That man that...
A nice man who pulled a gun on you. Uh-huh. What else did he tell you?
Please, I need your help.
That's my new career.
It's very...
Lady. Half a year's work just flew south for the winter, all right? My Jeep is totaled. In about 5 minutes, everything I own in the world is going to be wet. So can you lighten up, please? I really don't have the time.
I'll pay you. You don't understand. It's a matter of life and death. If I don't get to
my... How much?
$50?
Oh, shit.
Well, you said you just lost everything you owned.
Not my sense of humor.
Well, I'll pay you $100. $200.
I'll do it. For five.
What? I'll pay you $250.
Now, I ain't cheap, but I can be had. My minimum price for taking a stranded woman to a telephone is $400.
Will you take $375 in traveler's checks?
American Express?
Of course.
Got a deal.
Good.
Oh!
the matter? You paralyzed from the neck up or you hurt?
No!
Good! What's your name?
I'm Joan Wilder.
Joan Wilder, welcome to Columbia.
Dig it.
Oh, hi, Ma. It's me, Irving.
Ralph, you little twerp, oh, where are you?
Calm down, Ma. Who says I never call?
Yeah, for Christ's sake, tell me the story.
All right, cousin. As usual, you got us in some serious shit here. First of all, the stupid Dane got on the wrong bus. Now, I'm stuck in some kind of spicko military compound. They're mobilizing for Iwo Jima here.
Do they know who you are?
Oh, what do you think? I'm going up and introducing myself to every cop in the Pueblo. And another little tidbit, cousin. Guess who else is here?
Zolo.
Oh, I would give the man a cigar. You're goddamn right, Zolo. He got in my car. Not only are we kidnappers, but I'm about to have a close encounter with a cattle prod.
And he got his boys with him.
No. He's making do with the local yo-yos. Oh, no. Oh. Look.
God damn it, Ralph. Get that map. Just...
Don't yell at me, Ira. Don't yell at me. Look, you want to kill me? Take me back to Queens and kill me. Don't let me die in a jungle like a goddamn snake.
Ralph, god damn it, I don't care what you gotta do. Just get me that map.
Little sister took the wrong road. And that third party I told you about, he's tagging along.
The man who killed my husband?
The butcher who killed your husband. A very powerful man with his own private army to back him up. And whether he calls himself Dr. Zolo, Minister of Antiquities, or Colonel Zolo, Deputy Commander of the Secret Police, he's still just a butcher. Look at those snappers, will you?
What's the matter? You sick?
Oh, no. I lost my button.
You lost what?
I lost my button. My button.
You're gonna lose a lot more than that.
These were Italian.
Now they're practical.
Is nothing that I own sacred to you?
Only your $375.
Carillo!
What the hell do they want? I haven't done anything lately. I'm shooting at a cop. Wait a minute. He's after you. Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm a romance. No.
You're what? What are you doing here?
I told you. My sister's life depends on me.
Oh, don't give me that shit. I thought you were donating a kidney or something.
Angela.
Christ, here they come. This may be a good time to try on those shoes like that now.
Wait!
Deal's off,
wait!
Wait! Maybe you are bad news. What'd you do? Wake up this morning and say, "Today, I'm gonna ruin a man's life." She got
me. Do you know where you're going?
Looks like some kind of trail.
This is a trail?
That ain't a bridge. Goddamn pre-Columbian art. Can't get across that.
Come on,
let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, shit.
The
all right. I'm gonna pull them off right from here. You just stay right behind me. God damn it. I knew I should listen to my mother.
Rápido, pasa prisa.
Se fueron por aquí.
Ya ven, campo.
Cosmic surges. 500th hour a year, up to my neck and tips of ass. Lady, I hope you're taking notes. Because you got a real, live Jesse going on right here. Novelist, my ass.
No los alcanzaremos.
What the hell are you doing?
Drinking? I could have been killed. You're drinking. Wait.
No, sí, los alcanzaré.
Vamos. Vamos.
Come on.
the cargo plane.
What is all this?
All this? About 5 to license states, a couple of centuries down here.
Oh, marijuana.
Oh, you smoke it?
I went to college.
Sure. Right. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, God, do I love those flyboys. What?
This is Elaine's favorite drink.
You didn't tell me about that sister of yours?
I already did. Her husband died, and I've come down here to comfort her. It's the truth.
Right. Yeah, it's the truth. All right, I'm gonna make a fire. Any dry matches in here?
Well, looky here.
Oh, no, don't!
I think you and I ought to have a talk.
All right.
Yeah, that's what I call a campfire. So they're ransoming your sister, this El Corazon. That's Spanish for the heart. This map here leads to the heart. But the heart of what?
I don't care.
You see here where it says the El Corazon is hidden in Cordoba province?
Mm-hmm.
So we're sitting right in the middle of it.
All I care about is my sister. And that map is her life.
Like hell it is. Whatever's at the end of this map is your sister's life. Now we get our hands on this El Corazon. Then you got something to bargain with.
I knew it would happen.
You knew what would happen.
All you care about is yourself, isn't it? I knew that from the first moment I laid eyes on you.
Oh, was that the first moment when I saved your ass?
There, you see? There you go. You have no finesse, no style. A real man doesn't have to draw attention to his actions. You're Armando Dismo.
What am I? I'm what?
You're a man who takes money from stranded women. A real man is honest and forthright and trustworthy. Would you please do me the courtesy of looking at me when I'm speaking to you? I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, if you had any kind of manners, if you...
Ah! Goddamn Bushmaster.
Is it poisonous?
Yeah. But very tasty.
Uniforme.
See, you gotta figure sulfur-crested cockatoos. They go for about 800 a shot. Then you got gentle red tails. They're close to 2,000 each. Shit, I figure I lost close to $15,000 in that bus crash.
Wow. You want to know something crazy?
What?
I don't even know your name.
Well, you never asked me.
Excuse me. I'd really like to
know. Colton. Jack T. Colton.
What does the T stand
for? Oh, God damn it, man. The Doobie Brothers broke up. Shit. When did that happen?
How long have you been down here?
Oh, man. Forever. I don't know.
Were you always into birds?
Mm. I was into shortcuts. Birds just seemed to be a fast way to get what I wanted. And a hell of a lot healthier than dealing in this crap.
What is it you want?
I think I'm going to throw another key on the fire.
Oh, please. I'm getting dizzy. What do you want? Seriously. I'd really like to know.
Came down here on a coffee boat about a year and a half ago, right? Christ, what a job that was. But I couldn't get over that ocean, though, you know? Yeah, I love the ocean. You know, you just kind of get out there all by yourself. Nobody else around. It's beautiful. So that's what I want. Try to get enough money together, buy a boat, sail around the world.
So you're just going to sail away all by yourself?
Yeah.
Sounds lonely, Jack T. Colton. Well, what does this T stand for?
Trustworthy. I tell you, one hell of a morning. It's turned into a bitch of a day. Tenador del Diablo. Fork.
Okay. Están cruzando el cementerio.
Friendly, aren't they?
Drug runners. Just try to look mean.
Buenos dias.
Oh, shit.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Hombre. Hombre.
Okay, here we go.
What?
I just knew I should listen to my mother.
Hey, hombre.
You ready?
Excuse me. Gentlemen, we are in need of a car. Can any of you lovely gentlemen tell me where?
Only one car in village. One, the Bellmaker.
The Bellmaker. Thank you.
Bellmaker, my ass. You know that fuselage we slept in last night? It's probably one of old Juan's lost shipments.
You mean he's a
truck? Shh. Just don't say a word out loud, okay?
I don't.
Come on, let's go. Señor, buenos dias. Necesitamos ayuno.
What do you want, gringo?
Oh, you speak English. Oh, that's great. We understand that you have a car. We would like to rent it or buy it. We have to get to a town.
What do you call this I'm living in? A pigsty?
No, this is lovely.
Hit the road.
No, amigo, you don't understand.
Hit the road.
Señor, I...
Vaya con Dios, gringo.
It's cool. It's cool, it's... Okay. Vaya con Dios.
Oh.
Okay, Joan Wilder, write us out of this one.
Joan Wilder? Joan Wilder? Dee Joan Wilder? You are Jean Wilder, the novelist?
Yes, I am.
I read your books. I read all your books. Come in. Esta es Juanita Wilder, la que escribe las novelas que le leo los sábados.
Juanita.
Le damos la bienvenida, ¿verdad, muchachos?
Juanita, Wilder, Juanita.
Come in. Adiós, amiga. I can't believe you're here.
Jean Wilder.
Oh. I've been reading your books all these years. I'm so honored to have you here. I can't believe it. Welcome to my home house. John Wilder. I'm sorry, I haven't introduced myself. I'm a Juan. I live here.
¿Qué pasó?
The greatest novelist. Get the door, please. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Días. Gringos. Americanos.
Gringos.
No.
Americanos.
No.
Ay, ay.
Come in. Make yourself at home. Ever read The Return of Angelina?
No. Oh, that woman makes me hungry.
How about Love's Wicked Kiss?
No, I haven't read that one either.
Really? Take it. I have many copies. I have here The Ravagers, and I'm waiting for Angelina's Savage Secret. I'm so glad you're here in Colombia. I want to show you all around my beautiful village. We have colorful tile roofs, typical cobblestone streets, and very rich fields. I was born here, and so was my poor family.
What I would really like would be a phone.
No phones. I hate phones. I don't have a phone. But have a drink. Let's hang out. Look. Like it? I can be in one of your books. Oh, you drink. I got Southern Comfort. Or Michelob. Keating, Bex, Dos Equis, Perrier, Aunt Christine, Dr. Brown.
A Xerox machine.
Yes, but she's broken.
Where is the nearest phone?
Many miles from here.
Can we get there in your car?
Who told you you had a car?
The men in the village.
They told you had a car? They're such comedians. They made my little mule, Pepe. What are we stopping for? I can't hurt my favorite team. Okay, now. You need a little mule to use Lupus' escape. You know that river? It's impossible to cross for 200 miles in either direction. In fact, over that mountain, the river becomes wild. Muy peligroso. Waterfalls, rapids, Angelina country. Right, Joan?
Whatever happened to Lupe?
Ay, ay, ay. Terrible disappointment to family.
I can imagine.
He entered the priesthood, so I took over the business. It's for the best. I'm not so reckless. He might have ended up hanging from El Tenedor del Diablo. That used to happen to bandidos.
El Tenedor del Diablo?
Okay. Yeah, let's hit it. We're on a roll.
I'm sorry, I cannot take you all the way to Cartagena. Beyond this town, I am a wanted man. But in the morning, there's always a bus. It will take.
Of all the things you can say to me right now, I've lost her, Ralph, is going to get the most teeth broken in your mouth.
Look, bullet heads, if they're hiking through the jungle, there's nothing I can do about it. I have a car. I am not Tarzan. I have been through every one-horse shithole for a 200-mile radius. You should have seen the river I had to traverse this morning. Look, so don't give me any of your crap, you gutless wonder. You have been an embarrassment to me and the whole family ever since you were born. And one more thing, Ira.
Joan. Yeah.
You are the luckiest son of a bitch that ever walked the face of the earth. She's here.
She's there.
She's right here. She's coming right toward the phone booth.
Yes.
She's with some guy. How do I know? She likes guys. So do you, money cone.
Señor, buenas tardes. ¿Tiene cuatro para una noche? ¿Un baño?
Yeah, all the rooms have baths.
Oh, that's great. Speak English, too. That's great. Listen, you wouldn't have a Xerox machine around here, would you?
Yeah, we have one in the back.
So it's big enough to take, like, map size?
Yeah, complete.
Yes, I understand. I'll do that. I talked to Elaine. She's all right. They're going to wait for me to take the bus in the morning.
Oh, that's great. Then slide, man. You're covered.
I don't know. He sounded so bug.
Who?
That bastard that's got Elaine.
Sure he is. I mean, you're bringing him what he wants. You're bringing him the map.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is it.
I guess so.
Oh. 375, that was the contract, right?
Yeah, that was it. At least I can do is buy some dinner. Looks like it's going to be a hell of a party.
I'd like that.
Tell you what, I got a room in the hotel. Why don't you go get cleaned up? I'll buy us some new rags. Number 7.
7?
Yeah.
That's my lucky number.
Mine too.
Living in another age.
If you did that, I never would have met you. I got you something.
El Corazon?
Let's dance.
Oh, no, I can't.
Come on. Let me show you.
No.
What?
My langostino.
I saw that tree today, the Devil's Fork. It's on the map. You know how close we are?
Well, sure, Joe, but what does that got to do with it?
I was thinking about something you said about having more to bargain with.
Yeah, the best way to help your sister is to get that treasure, and then you could waltz into Cartagena, you're holding all the cards.
I'd love to see you on that boat. But, Jack, if we have to give it up, save Elaine.
Well, we give it up. I mean, it's your sister. Hell yeah, of course we give it up, but that's the point. At least we got the leverage to do it.
Okay. Let's go for it.
There are
mujer debe estar por aquí.
He just won't quit.
What are you doing?
I'm not wiring the car.
Try the key. There's got to be another clue here.
Yeah, landmarks change, things grow, all that stuff, you know.
Oh. Can you hear that?
Waterfall.
Exactly.
All right, Joe!
Book, Treasures of Lust. I hid the treasure inside the statue.
Put the goods in the bag.
Now move it before Batman comes home.
Time I had a chauffeur, Miss Wilder.
Hey, back off, me creep, just back off.
Oh, I'm the creep, huh? Well, at least I'm honest. I'm stealing this stone. I'm not trying to romance it out from under her.
Well, wait a minute. Now, going for the stone was my idea.
Ah, that's what all the good con artists want you to think. He made you think you needed it, you sap. Get in and drive. Come on. Move it, move it. Move it. See how you like being stuck in... Holy shit.
Get in!
Which way do we go?
Follow that stone.
You made it finally.
got the map?
Yes, I brought it. I want to talk to Elaine.
No, you can't talk to her till I get it. All right, now look out your window.
See the fort across the bay? The tower?
Yes.
You take a water taxi right outside your hotel. You meet me there in 2 hours. All by yourself.
Hello?
Has Jack Colton checked in?
In the last 2 minutes, no.
Have the stone.
Oh. I had it in my hands, Myra. These hands that are gonna break every bone in your body. Later.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Where is this Tom?
I don't. We dug. We didn't find anything.
Tráiganla.
Crocodiles shed tears when they eat their prey. You have heard of these tears, I am sure.
But have you seen them?
Snappers.
You come for God is agony. Simply tell me, where is el corazón?
Where is the heart?
Where is the stone?
All right. All right, just let it go, will you? He doesn't know where it is. I've got it.
Where is it?
It's in a safe place.
Where is it? Where is
Thank you.
How will you die, John Wyler? Is slow, like a snail, or fast, like a shooting star?
Counselor, just tell him everything.
Where are you going?
He might even believe you, but just one thing. Don't mention my name. Cartagena cops and I go way back. Elaine, it's been a pleasure.
You're leaving? You're leaving me?
You're going to be all right, John Wilder. Always were.
So you really like it?
I like it? Well, look at me. Look at me. I'm a mess. Made me cry. Tell anybody, I'll cut your heart out. I love the end where he dives off the high wall and swims away. And then he meets her at the airport. They sail off around the world together. God, I can't believe how this got to me.
Well,
I was inspired.
Jody, you are now a world-class hopeless romantic.
No, hopeful. Hopeful romantic.
Developed a fatal case of indigestion. Died right in my arms.
I can't blame him. If I were to die, there's nowhere else on earth I'd rather be.
I couldn't stop thinking about you. I even read one of your books.
Then you know how they all end.
Yeah.